All right, we're here at the pre-show, and it's going to be a little bit interesting. We're
Do we
have the recorder going?
Yeah, it's going.
Okay.
We're going. It's recording. Double recording. Levels are a little high on the backup. Let me fix that.
Okay, question number one, did you watch Die Hard?
No.
Oh, I forgot. No. Things have been a little crazy since our last show.
So. No.
But I do need to remember to do that.
No. Oh, all we had was a gigantic snowstorm.
Yeah.
And then I
completely forgot that we talked about watching Die Hard. So
yeah.
Don't know.
And then I spent a couple of weeks in Ohio with family doing all that. So yeah.
Yeah.
Fun times.
All right. Pre-show beer.
Pre-show.
Is the Snowmelt Winter Ale from East End Brewing Company.
You can bring Greg on for the pre-show.
He's on.
Okay. Yeah, Greg, welcome.
Oh, sorry, I muted myself.
Like a good listener. Yeah, so couple of the changes for the show now is we got microphones like Greg's, so we have probably better sound, we're hoping.
No, hopefully,
they're supposed to do better than our old mics at crosstalk, like my mic picking up Greg and Shannon and Shannon's mic picking up me and Greg, things like that. So hopefully that, especially when it goes through the AI noise reduction, things will be cleaner there.
I think it makes my voice sound sexier too.
Yeah, it brings out bass. They're tuned to the frequencies of voice. So yeah they're not meant for music.
The other ones are more so, or very popular as bass drum microphones. So yeah, and I've been using this since Greg uses his for work. I'm like, I'm going to give that a try. So I hooked up mine, but since mine's not the USB version, I had to set up the soundboard and everything. But the benefit of that is I learned how the different channels, like there's USB and USB chat, and I could never figure out how those differences were. But way USB chat works is like when you join a Teams meeting or like Discord, you put that voice channel on the chat input. So then the normal USB input is for, you know, normal sounds. Like, so I can play Spotify into the soundboard, get the chat into the soundboard on a different channel and do stuff like that. So you have that kind of control now. So now that I get it, I was like, it might be fun. And maybe we'll get a listener or two to, you know, listen to the live hijinks on the show. So
yeah,
that's what we're doing here.
Especially when we have a schedule. I mean, sometimes the show is kind of, or like today it was like, hey, let's do a show. It is because we wanted to do a show every month of the year. And this was pretty much, it was this or tomorrow. Or lie about it.
Yeah, for sure. So we wanted to do it sooner, but Shannon was gone for a couple of weeks. Yeah. Family stuff and whatnot. So we're here tonight.
And I was gone last week.
Yeah.
Family stuff.
Yep.
My dad's 80th birthday.
Huh?
So.
You have a good time with him?
Yeah. No, it was fun. I had a very good time.
Do anything noteworthy?
We do anything particularly noteworthy. Went to a nice Indian restaurant. We saw some cousins of ours. So do you know the Sad, Happy, Confused podcast? You heard of that?
I don't. No.
Okay. A guy named Josh Horowitz. He was also a producer on things like Lost and stuff like that.
Okay.
He's a cousin of mine, actually. So we went to the Horowitz. He wasn't there, but some of his other friends.
I thought you were going
to
ask him, what did Lost mean? What was the island?
He was not in the writer's room or anything. He was just a producer.
Still be fun to ask him like 20 years later. So tell me, what was the island?
No, he has some other stuff on his IMDb if you want to take it, but he also has this podcast that's pretty popular. And so it was interesting to hear like some of the stuff that he got from like some of the things that they got from like chaff from his, you know, stuff with interviewing celebrities and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And now I'm actually forgetting anything interesting, but there was some interesting stuff.
I just watched the other night. It was hilarious. Have you seen, it just came out, the Jason Manzoukas on Ask Hank Anything? Oh, that was so funny.
That was great.
Yeah, I watched that.
I mean, it was, I fell asleep, but not because it wasn't good, but
It was an hour and a half.
I tend to fall asleep. Well, and I was tired, and I tend to fall asleep when I try to watch TV, but it was really good, the parts that I saw.
Yeah, it was pretty quite good.
One of the things that was nice was it was the end of the Olympics, and I would normally not be paying attention, but you know, my sister was there, brother-in-law, my father. So we're watching some stuff. We watched the two hockey games, which were great. And I wouldn't have normally watched figure skating. I don't know if you saw the whole Alyssa Liu thing.
I didn't.
I watched some highlights.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to watch.
It was really cool to watch that because I would not have watched that otherwise. And you see things like skaters typically go out there and they're, you know, they're buttoned up and they're real and it's real tight and they're nervous as hell and they're going out there and they just do their thing and they're it's nerve wracking. But she was just like excited to be there and just jumping out there and having fun.
Mm.
And she won the gold.
Yeah.
But it was so different to see like her performance versus everyone else, where she was just like, the attitude she had was very different. Because what her story is, she was like the world champion at 13. And they went to the Beijing Olympics, didn't
do well.
I think she didn't medal, I think. Retired from figure skating at 16. Like, she was really good, and then she retired, and she was just under so much pressure. And then, so she just broke away and decided to stop doing it and live a life. And then, like, 2 years later, after she did all this stuff, she went to Everest. She didn't climb Everest, but she went to base. She hiked to base camp. She did all this crazy stuff, and then she was on a skiing trip with her family, and she felt the competitiveness come back, and she was like, okay, I kind of want to go back to skating, but I want to do it on my terms.
Mm-hmm.
If I say I don't want to do something today, that's it. I'm going to also design my outfits. I'm going to work on my choreography. I'm going to all this stuff. And she and the coaches, they were like, okay. So it's all on her terms, and her attitude going into this is not, oh my God, I'm so scared, I have to win.
No.
Blah, blah, blah. It's like, I know I'm good. Let's have fun.
Exactly. It was really cool to watch her end her interview afterwards, you know, because she did, obviously, she had almost an effort attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming out here. I'm happy to be here and I'm just going to have a great time. And if I win.
Yeah.
A medal, then awesome. But I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, she was more excited about getting to skate than medaling, which was awesome. And when she got off, like she's at the end of the performance, she's going towards, and they capture her, and she's like, "That's what I'm fucking talking about."
It was awesome.
And you don't see figure skaters doing that.
No, you don't. That was great.
I'm just messing around with the gains a little bit, trying to eliminate.
There's definitely some crosstalk. I can still hear the gate. Like, I can hear when it's something
noise gate.
But yeah, my voice, I can hear it outside of the headphones and then inside of the headphones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, you're right.
It's just there was a ton of crosstalk getting picked up, and I was just trying to see if I could make it better. So let's just continue. And you having a pre-show conversation and see how it goes.
Work through some of the quirks.
I brought a bunch of different things. Right. Oh, now you really turned the gate on that.
I'm going to change the noise gate, Nick.
Okay. I brought a bunch of different...
Can you guys hear my annoying user interface noises? Are they
no.
coming through?
No. We didn't hear any of that.
I had the level on
that's good.
The Discord about halfway down, so we could hear... when I heard you wanted to come in, I turned you back up. So all the little noises are not going to get picked up.
I'll generally shut up unless you ask me something.
All right.
No, feel free to chime in. I mean, I think that for the main show, we'll shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But for these shows, by all means, jump in.
Yeah. Any opinions on the Olympics?
No, I'm not an Olympics watcher, really. When I was a kid, I was mad into them. But
me too. Yeah.
I don't know. These days, I don't know whether it's just, you know, constant globalization and you see stuff from everywhere all the time, but it's just stopped seeming so interesting to me.
Well, for me, I have stopped watching it. I mean, I used to be faithful at watching the Olympics, especially the ice skating. I would never miss it. But I do not like the way they show it now. On they televise it because you have to watch. They jump from one thing to the other thing to the other thing to the other thing, and you're forced to watch everything. And I hate that. I don't want to spend 4 hours of my day every day for 2 weeks,
yeah,
you know, watching it when I'm not interested in 85% of it. You know, I want to pick out those specific things that I want to watch, and I want to be able to watch them from the beginning to the end. I don't want to watch all the other nonsense.
You might be able to do that.
No, you could, and I have Peacock, but it's still limited what I could watch. Yeah, we have Peacock. Okay. We got it free from our Walmart Plus membership.
Oh, good to know.
Mm-hmm. But there was still some really quirky limitations.
Hmm.
So, like, I clicked on the women's free skate, but it only gave me one of the free skates and didn't give me all of the others. It was weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
And maybe my search was messed up. I didn't try very hard. I was kind of doing other things too at the same time and just wanted to have that play in.
What are you doing with the game?
I don't know.
I'm not doing anything right now. But it must be too low because she's getting out.
You're cutting out. You got to turn off, either turn off the gate or make it tiny, because that's
oh, that sounds so much better. Your voice.
My
just,
voice?
Yeah, no, it just came through.
That's better.
Okay. Is it better for you too, Greg?
Yeah, absolutely. It was like, I don't know, all the meat had been pulled out of everybody's voice, but yeah, the bass is back. It's good.
Okay.
Good.
Doing too much, Jeff.
Sorry.
Too many cooks in it. Now I heard something. I heard something pop there.
How many cooks?
Just one, but it's funny because the board is so colorful. It's like 60s Star Trek.
All right. It's back to where it was before we started. So that's weird. When I'm talking, I'm not showing up on your channels. Greg,
when I'm talking.
That seems different. It seems better now. I don't know what it was. Yeah, no, things seem okay now. Before it was Greg was here and then the other two channels were coming up almost as high. It was very strange, but now it's not. So
okay.
How do we sound on your end now, Greg?
Good. Okay. I'll keep it there. I'll stop fucking with it.
So I brought stuff to try, crazy stuff from the market. Now, one of those things I'm sure you won't want to eat, and I'm not going to.
He's looking right at me.
Yeah,
he knows how picky I am.
In fact, two of them, and there are two of them that I suspect you, I'll give you passes on.
Okay. Well, if any of it has goat cheese in it, then forget it, because I can't.
None of it has goat cheese.
Physically eat goat cheese.
Should I bring it up and explore? Or do you want to wait till the post show to explore?
Probably wait till the post show.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to do anything weird to our taste buds before the show.
No, I'm not suggesting we eat them.
No sheep eyes for before the show.
Most of this is stuff that's like flavored potato chips, stuff like that.
Oh.
So it's not all of it, but most of the you know, it's just weird flavors of potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
Some interesting flavors of candy and one fresh fruit that I don't know if I've ever actually had before. Mm. One thing in a can that I think we've talked about.
Okay.
And one preserved item.
1,000-year egg.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Sweet.
A preserved duck.
No thanks.
All righty.
That's one that I won't ask you to do. Unless like Jeff and I taste it, it's like, oh my god, this is the most amazing thing in the world. You have to taste it.
No, I don't have to.
We can say, I mean, we've said something similar for to you that guys. For caviar, and she still wouldn't try it. You didn't try the caviar, right?
I did try the caviar. Oh,
okay. Yeah, sure, the caviar. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, it was the caviar. It was the.
I tried the caviar.
The liver.
Too,
the
liver pate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. You guys ready to move on to the
main
show?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, I got a drink up here.
All right.
We got to pull out beers and look them up and do all the various stuff.
All right. We're turning you down now, Griggs, but you can just keep on listening if you want to.
Well, we should just pause for a